Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
when they say turn the right gene. To me, love like a man or a queen. I shall do Eli, he laugh at Allah. I shall do Eli, Muhammad, and Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God, proper name of Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He is the one who lives and never dies. He is the one who has planted us on this earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that he has waiting for the good work we did here on this earth while we was here, if we did any good work. So we're here tonight on Bob Talk Radio Station. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I'm coming out of Decatur, Georgia, along with my wife, Daya Akbar. We are co-host worker here tonight. Also, we have a co-host worker named Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, him and his wife. And we also have Muhammad, A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. We are, this show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Simpson. Brother Hameen Muhammad, who is the sponsor of this Talk Talk Radio Station, coming out of Los Angeles, California. And he's doing it as long as he can. We're going to be asking for donations to help pay and fund the show until we get enough believers where to pay for itself. So we like to open up with a prayer call and fight to have. Humalay shaitan rajin, bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah, we be like to mean a rahman rahim, maliki on the day. Ya cannot put the ark and not sign. It is a rock of Mukitin, so the Dina and to lay him. All we might do be a lay him. Waladoni, I mean. We seek protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherished sustainer of our world. God is most merciful, master of the year, judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and none of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. I mean, I'd like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world, and that's Assalamu Alaikum, simply mean God, peace be unto you. So we in the night, we have in our hands the Muslim Journal. This is the May issue, May 21st to May 27th, 2022. Often, this is one of the paper carriers offering the release of names of those who killed in the racial and racism of Buffalo massacre. And showing the names in the paper, those who killed. And somebody in this paper also said the damage of false language and imagery doing to the Caucasian physical logic. Statement of the Buffalo, New York murder, May 14, 2020. The danger of false language and imagery due to Caucasian philosophy. A statement of Buffalo, New York, May 14, 2014. So we're going to try a little bit on this. Imam Musa Abdullah Ali, USA, on behalf of Conviction of Imam Association, and with the community, Imam Wazi Muhammad, will send prayers out deeply condoning to the family of those where killed and ended by this suspect, the gunman. Okay. So that's what that inventory do. That's what it does. That image is getting that I saw the idea of holding God up as a man is getting the world and the citizens in trouble. Justice comes, death of white supremacy. The death of white supremacy. The man was paper of the death of white supremacy. Every African American in the world should have had this paper reading it. And see what they're talking about getting rid of the racism. So we're here tonight, heart connected, mouth and absolute part two. So Lord, we thank Allah for this moment here. Here on this Cross Talk Radio Station. So we're going to play a little more music. Ain't nobody have got on yet. So we're going to keep stabbing, working at getting rid of this image. But we'll play some music. You know, nobody on. So we'll keep that rolling. Praise be to Allah. We'll keep it rolling.
I sit in church, yeah, I don't understand why we pray to a Caucasian man. His hair is blonde and his eyes are blue. Daddy, he doesn't look like you. They say he died up on a cross, and why is it not a piece of land? They have his picture on every wall. And it makes me feel so very small. They say his name is Jesus, you see. But he doesn't even look like me. Now I know why I feel so long. He looks like he played my song. Thank you.
That's Wali Ali. He's on it. All praises due to Allah, whom is it, Ramadim, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. I only bear witness when I testify that there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of the Prophet. There's no more Prophet to come. And this is what the world needs to fix the world. But we got people know what can fix the world, make the world better, but they think they can do it in a building. Can't do it in a building. You gotta have manifest. You gotta go like they used to say. Muhammad didn't went to the mountain. The mountain would come. He went to the mountain, and that's what we're gonna have to do. So many people have lost their life because we have this message that won't be. Nobody act like they don't want to deliver. Everybody waiting on somebody else to do something. But we got to get busy. We have the remedy for this sickness that this world have been put on by an evil source. A man once wrote in one of the Muslim journals, Muhammad speak, he said, justice is coming. The death of white supremacy. It got to come. This primitive been here too long. And it's evil, really evil supremacy. And that's what the problem here. They put a label on something and make it sound not bad, but it's evil supremacy. On the Jews and the Caucasians. And the poor African American, they have fell under all this darkness. They have no love for each other. Especially African American, he's the biggest racist. Because he have opportunity to turn the races around, and he go support racists every day of his life, going into Walmart. Every time he go into a church and sit there, hear all them lies, he become and stay inferior in his life. So we have opportunity to share this message with the world. And we can't do it inside a masjid. The masjid is good to keep the weather off of. Prophet Muhammad used the desk for that, but he went to the street. And then when he got so big, he couldn't go to the street because his life was in danger. But he had a Tylen every morning and every day, even after Juma, before Juma. So he did his job. Now we have been given that responsibility to carry that job on, and we must do it in order to save not only our life, but our generation are coming behind us, families and families of families coming behind us. We have opportunities to help somebody to preserve their life. Ain't talking about them taking their life, but we can mention to them how can they preserve the life that God has given them. And we know this Quran or this Al-Quran can do it. The Bible is interpreted to a point, but they need more understanding because the Bible keep the lie for the people that ruin the Bible. They tell them exactly what they want to hear, not what they need to know. And so that's what keeps them in these lies. Look how they lie about jihad. Mean war. Holy war. Ain't no such thing as a holy war. That's the lie they put out there. That's the lie you got to contend with. Or you're jihadist. Don't know what they're saying. That's like repeating something filthy that they got off the TV and they sound good, but when they analyze it, it's no good. It's bad for the people. So we have opportunity to change that. We gonna have to do it. Allah say you've never changed our condition until we change what's in our hearts about ourselves. So that's what we're working on, the changing this heart. where we get back being human beings toward each other. And once we get back on that wagon, this world gonna change. This month calendar, it says that undercover dishonest or half. This is what it says in one of the Christian calendars. It says every woman that prays prophethood with her head uncovered dishonor her head. For if the woman be covered, let her also be whooped, I guess. But it's shall for a woman to be charred or shaved. Let her be covered. This is Corinthians 11:5-6. This is in the book. So who telling the Christian that this is in their book? They don't know. So they never mention it. They never mention things that make sense. They hardly ever mention it. And when they do, they put a limit on when they say that. We have to share this with them. We have to tell them what Corinthians 1:11, verse 5-6. So all praise due to Allah. We have these swords. We have these ammunition that we have to use, that the Quran says, for to make the world better. They're sitting on them is not going to do the world any good. And no doubt about it, nobody has a message to deliver, and like we've been given the opportunity to do that. And what did it do for our soul? It make your soul at ease. He make your heart, your day much better when you are not afraid to share what you have with the people. We used to sell the bad stuff. I remember a time somebody get some reefer that almost kill you, and they'll call everybody. I got this bad stuff up. Now we got the best of the best, and nobody calling nobody up and say, look what I got. Why? Because our hearts. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change this heart about each other. So let's work on the heart. Let's work to make this world a better world, what we all live in. And let's get ready. I'm going to bring my other brother up, one of the other co-hosts working. I'm going to pray. Pray the music. So I've been on ever since 6:45, but no one came on. Now some people don't come on. So I'm going to bring, get Brother Tujar to come up and start sharing some of his information that he have to share with us tonight as a cohort worker on this show. Brother Tujar Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Are you there? Bring you up, I do. Yeah, I get you to come on. Brother Tujar, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
You on, brother? Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Just 1 second. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one God, one creator. And I also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar. Again, we like to thank Allah for his blessing, for his mercy, and for his forgiveness, his often forgiveness. And we like to thank Allah for allowing us to bring forth this understanding in reference to images in religion. You know, it's a movement that has been used by the peoples of this world to dominate and control. I have developed the television they have learned all the other different technologies, you know, where they can portray false ideals and establish myths. What many people don't understand, you know, the knowledge, but they able to see it and pick it up with the eyes. And you can just think about this, how a person, you can give them something and they use their own imagination. They use their own imagination, and it can be 100% wrong. It can be 100% wrong, you know. They are hinted something, or transmit something to them, you know, and they be trying to figure it out. And when it comes to the conclusion of what they done figured out, it can be harmful. Harmful to them and harmful to their family and other people. This is how deceptive how advanced Shaitan is. This media ain't nothing to play with. And it's a reason for them getting in control over it. We know who in control over the media. It's the Jew. It's the Jew. He is the one that controls the media. And in his control of the media, he able to make whoever he want to make into a star, into a holy person, into a mayor, a police chief, you know, an educator. He can make almost anything out of an individual that he want to make out of him just through this media, just through this TV, you know. So we got one kind of image, you know, where they made an image of God. They say that it's God. It's not an image of God. It's an image portrayed and as God. You know, but they that's one of the main image. That's the one that's so devastating. That's the first one. They say that this is God. You know, and they are able to manipulate the people with this idea and with this, you know, concept that this is God. You know, they control the Caucasian, and they control all the other nationalities that not like the image. You see, so we're living at a time where there's a whole lot of magicians, a whole lot of trick knowledge, and a whole lot of deception. You know, we're in that time. We're in that time where pharaohs gather all the magicians, go out and gather all the great men of magic. Bring them to me. And they wanted to compete with Moses and his God. You know. And this is what's going on now. You know. They're bringing all the magicians. And they're trying to compete with the idea that Allah has given in this Holy Quran and in the scripture, in the Bible, and in the Torah. They're trying to compete with the idea of the Ten Commandments, where God says that there's only one God. You know, in the Quran, where the Quran says God is one. There's nothing like God. And they actually are competing with it, or trying to compete with it. You know, they bringing up a lie, they bringing out deception, and a whole lot of people done bought it. A whole lot of people done went for it. You know, they believe in it. They believe in it so much they try to teach it to you. And I was just listening at how our peoples, African American people, when I say our or my people, how they get so emotional, and how they use their talent to push the Caucasian image. The so-called white image, how they use all that ability and how they use their talent to push it out there as number one, push it out there as godlike, as superior, the master. You know, they use all the abilities that God gave us. They use it to push the image. They're getting paid for it, you know. They play the best basketball. They play the best football, the best boxers. They get paid now. They definitely get paid, you know. And I was just here in Baton Rouge. I'm here in Baton Rouge, and you should be in this city when LSU have a game. It takes over the whole city. Everybody celebrates. It's the most funniest place you can be in during the time of the game. Everything is worse than Christmas. It's worse than Christmas. You know, people wearing LSU t-shirts, they got all kind of flags that they flying on their car. And people got what you call tailgating, where people is parking in different parking lots and service stations and putting out their food and eating and listening to the game and looking at the game. I mean, it's amazing. False worship. And the people that is bringing in the prize and bringing in the gold, the lead peoples on the football team is African American. African Americans. They running that ball. They playing that game so hard. They got the best out there. I haven't seen a game that they lost. And I don't even go to the game, but the way that they acting, it seems like they won every game. You know? But that's what's going on in this world. In Satan world, you know, a whole lot of deception. You see, and people just raising up their sons and their daughters to participate in this because it's money, plenty of money, and you should see all the land and all the buildings that LSU have. I mean, the real estate, they control, oh, wow. It's just like a little city. It's like a city. LSU controls all that. It's sort of shameful. That's one of the reasons I didn't like New York. Because the white man owns everything, and the nigga he walking around in there don't own nothing, and the one that does own something, they're stool pigeons for Caucasian, for the Jew and for the Italian. I couldn't live there. Las Vegas, I never want to go there. I never had a desire to go to Las Vegas because I know that the Caucasian controls that. I never had a desire to go to Las Vegas. All this deception, all this control, and we got some people, some African-American, believe that that's the only way it should be. Or that's the way it should go. That's the way it should be. Don't bother these peoples. Let them rule. Don't you try to compete with them. And they support them. They play ball. What I mean by play ball, they go along with everything they ask them to do. They ask the Negro to do. They go along with it. It's corruption. I don't care if it's, what it is. They go along with it. They play ball with them. Politics, all that. Yeah, they pay them good. You know? And that's right. They don't think about the harm that they're doing, the destruction that they're causing. How they messing up the life of the young folks and they got it so like it's real, where the mothers and fathers are raising their children to participate in this, to be part of it. That's the way they're raising their children up. That's the way they're training and teaching their children to partake in this, to be part of this. If you want to be successful, then you got to partake in this corruption. All this is going on because of false worship. All this is going on because the so-called white man images in the world as the Son of God are as God. It's causing all this confusion. We can, and see, just coming on and telling the peoples about God and telling the people how it's supposed to be, you know, and telling the people that they should be reading the Quran or they should be doing this and they're doing that. It don't take a little bit more. We're going to have to do some things. We're going to have to do more than just teach the people. We're going to have to come together with the peoples and establish some things. They took everything from the African Americans. All the businesses. You've seen it on television. They're not ashamed to show it to you. They show it to you so you can feel shame. And so it'll put fear into your heart. And it show you what they can do to you. You know, it's just the same way they're doing this, brother. These brothers, Ivan and the other brother. You know, it's the same way they're doing to them. It's what they did to the African American in the past. Same thing. Same game is being played, and the same ignorance that the people is pretending that they don't know what's going on, but they're going along with them. They pretending that they can't see the game that's been played, the lie that's been told. They act like they can't see it. They act like the person is wrong. You know, won't they act right? And all the time they know a game has been played on them. All the time they know that the person ain't did nothing that they say that they are doing. But they are not no anti-Semitic. They're not against against Jews. They don't have that kind of power. Just to come out and say, I'm against Jews. You can't just come out and talk about you against a powerful person. If you standing up against them, it got to be a reason. It got to be a reason, brothers and sisters. It can't be just you just that you are just against them. It's something that they are doing, and it's something that they are not doing. Where they supposed to be doing it? You see, it got to be that way. It can't be just the person is just cold turkey against somebody that's powerful as a Jew. You're against Jews. You're anti-Semitic. You know. Same thing. Same thing with the gay. You know, you said something about homosexuality and made them feel uncomfortable. They felt uncomfortable. We got to sue you. This is the kind of world that they building up. This is the kind of world that they're trying to establish. So during all this time, we're going to have to establish the world that God wants us to establish. We're going to have to establish the truth. We're going to have to shine with the truth. And the truth is, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. That's the truth. There's no God but one God. And Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. Christ Jesus is the prophet of God, and he's a messenger of Allah. Abraham is a prophet of God, and he's a messenger of Allah. Moses is a prophet of God, and he's a messenger of Allah. Lot, Noah, all these great men is prophets of God, and they're the messenger of Allah. And all praise is due to Allah for the Holy Mary, the mother of Jesus. Praises be to Allah. So we bear witness as Muslims. You know, we want to come up front, step up front, and bear witness to the truth. And we as Muslim is standing up and letting you know there's only one creator. And that Christ Jesus is not the creator. That Christ Jesus is a prophet of God, and he's God's servant. He serves God. He prayed to God. Jesus said, watch me while I pray. And he came out with the prayer, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That thy kingdom come, the God kingdom come, thy will be done. Not Jesus' will. But they want to establish Jesus' will. And that if you don't believe in him, then you can't be saved. Why do you think he made the prayer? We got to think. Jesus said, don't call me good. Only one is good. They asked him, when is the judgment? When is the judgment? The last days. The days that we're going to be judged for right and wrong. Jesus said, I don't know the day, nor hour. The one that you're saying is God, the one that they're teaching in Christianity is God. And Gino, he's teaching it. Gino Jennings is teaching, I don't know what we know or not, but he's teaching that Jesus is God.
That's right.
God, how much? So brothers and sisters, we got to tell you the truth. And how many people do you know that have challenging us with this truth? Why do you think they don't challenge us? They know better. They know that we know right from wrong. They know when you challenge us the truth, it's going to be a testimony against them, because we're going to have the opportunity to listen to what they say and tell you and relate to you the reality. And they don't want that to happen. I came to you in peace. Going to leave you in peace. Or assalamu alaikum.
Excellent. Allahu Akbar. Well, who's next? All you got to do is mass one, come into the queue. Who's next? Allahu Akbar. We're going to get this truth out. And if people want to ask questions, they can ask questions. Who's next? Who is next? So nobody want to go next. Nobody want to go next. So I'm doing a lot. Brother Muhammad, A. Muhammad from Columbus. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
You got it, brother.
Oh, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Al-Amin. Udu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah very much for blessing all of us who are in this queue, you know, out of the queue. We thank Allah much that He's given us all permission again to hear this message of concern. And just to put a little humor in it is because Allah knows how hard-headed we are, you know, how rebellious we are, how we are liars, thieves, and et cetera, et cetera. Except for those who remember Allah and what He has commanded that we hear and obey and do. And right now in 2022, you look around the earth, it's not only people are just hung up on this lie about God had a son. A lot of them think a dog is God. The snake is God. They got so many lies out here in this reality that everybody exchange with each other sometime, because they know everybody's afraid to tell the truth or live the truth at this time in their development on this earth, because they are not aware, and some of them are aware, you know, that they don't believe. And we all go in and out of belief, and we go out in and out of faith, because we're not God. And so we have to deal with this test, this creative test that Allah has given the human family. He put us in a very high situation where if you're not sincere, you'll lie. You'll deviate. Look how fast Adam deviated. Look how fast Eve deviated before Allah showered him with His mercy and His good grace for them, because He knew that that's what they were going to do even before they done it. And like He know each and every day, every one of us. He know when we're lying. He know before we're going to tell a lie about whatever it might be about. He know how we say that we are for real, but He know also that we beforehand know that we are phony. Nobody, human being, we're going to say what we say, nobody, we're talking about human beings. There's not enough growth and maturity in the human being yet to where they are willing to accept, to just hear and obey who they know now, without a doubt, except for very few people on this earth still don't know how they got here and there. Very few. But most of the people on this earth know that there is a creator. They have no doubt about it. Because Allah has spoken to each and every one of us all the time. The angels are there to to remind us. He done gave us so much that it's impossible for a human being not to be aware that he or she has a creator. And they also know that the devil exists. And they also know that they exist. And they all know that we have a free will and an obligation to ourselves first. That's why Allah says, save yourself first. I don't need nobody to save me. I'm the creator of this. What you better do is take the truth of who you are and what you are and this test that you're going through. You act like you ain't going through a test that is going to be harmful not only to you, but it's going to harm your children. Because when you see the human family lose love for their children, that gives you an idea how far we have deviated. Where we don't care enough about our descendants, our children, and that we have become so much like Satan that all we think about is ourselves. To the point where we don't give a damn about our children. We don't give a damn about each other unless there's some benefit. Don't you know right now those who believe that God had a son, they are just only holding on to it because the benefit it gives them. And everybody who buys in that God had a son or God was a dog, God is this, God is that, God is a woman, they're in it for a benefit except for those who believe. Because those of us who believe, we know our benefit is the hereafter. There ain't nothing but hell in this reality right here, right there. But do you want the world after this world? It takes faith in the Creator now that you are aware of Him. It was just a coincidence that one of the things that Allah inspires us all the time to remember, that the past does not give dignity to the future. It's the future that gives dignity to the past. It's the Quran that has been said to give dignity and reset the Bible and the Torah and all the other books and all the truth that's in the world. That's what the Quran is here for. Those books served their purpose, and man abused them with his free will. Allah sent the final revelation to warn man and woman that you will not abuse this book because you're out of time of why I created you and what I want to do with y'all who will be successful. So the judgment is being on. Now, those people out there in Christianity and other ways of life, they have already lived them in history, in books, in word and mouth from their relatives. And they want the benefit more than they want to hear. And they know that in order to get it, they have to hold back anybody who wants it. They got to hold you back with the reality and the test that you're in right now, that they already done flunked. They already failed you because they have already chosen to live in this world, just like we know those people call themselves the Jews. Chose to live in this world and be the schemers of this world. And they also are just like this language. There ain't no such thing as those Jews. Just like there ain't no such thing as Jesus Christ. Christianity. How can we tell somebody that al-Islam has always been the way? Not the language, but the way of the will of Allah. And that's for you to submit to His will and His will alone. It ain't never changed. Man has given it all these different concepts and definitions to hold back and make the ones who haven't deviated, get in the habit of deviating, going back and forth, being hypocritical, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. until they become lost. But I think what we need to understand is that in 2022, that the Quran is the one that come and make the Bible straight again. Make the language of the Torah straight again. Make the tongue of the liar straight again. And we keep falling victim to our own evil deeds of our souls, like we say. And we give credit to a lie. We give life to a lie because we benefit from it until you find that you can't benefit from it. Then you have peace with the truth and nothing but the truth. And then if you do that, you will begin to see in the English translation that Allah really has set aside your share of this dunya. And you don't have to go about getting it regardless of the wife, money, peace of mind, education. You got it all yourself out hearing and obeying Almighty God, Allah, your creator. But you got to want it. People, ain't nobody lost except those who are. No, nobody but the children who have been lied to as they grow up and been given fantasies and fantasies and more fantasies. And then when Allah intervened like he did with us and give them the truth, they have such a jihad waiting on them. Takes leadership and firm parents and her, and a way that is permitted by God only to give them the right choice. If they want it, because they still got to deal with the fact that they have a free will. And if they going to be out of Islam, otherwise take your will and put your will in the will of Allah. And become one, not with your creator, but one with what he has created and cherishes, nourishes, gives everything they need, the reality of it too. We have to do that too. Because these children, it's all about the children. Because we know when to be right and we know when to be wrong. They don't. They are learning that. And we are, especially those here in America, are terrible parents. That's why we have so much problem with our children and all the things that a child is supposed to learn about pleasing God and living what God has already permitted for him or her to enjoy. Why are we here? We shouldn't want what the disbelievers want. We shouldn't think that we need what the disbelievers need. And if you are a disbeliever, I know if Allah is blessing you to listen to this program, not right now, but just period, come in here to get away from the lies that you already know are lies. And you're looking for leadership. You're looking for the people who have attained peace, love, and happiness because they are submitting to their creator. And we are trying to demonstrate that to the best of our ability. And yeah, and it's trying. We're striving, or language like that. We're in motion of doing it. Prayers is very important because it will make you see the degree of sincerity that we have, and at least you can emulate or follow or share the truth that you do see that we represent. Because Muslims, like our leader told us, are corrupt too. But there's enough motion going toward what is right and fighting going toward right that if a person was following us, they will have more good days than bad days. They will have more peace of mind than what they would in the state of mind they're in right now. They will have more friends, etc. Most of you who don't know, but in the world, we know that we were prepared to have friends in all walks of life. Because those friends that we will have in all walks of life will have accepted also that there ain't but one God. And Muhammad is his messenger. And they will be of all so-called labels, colors, cultures, features. They will be of all, but they will be in a state of peace, of Islam, of submission to the will of God, to where we'll have true friendship in all walks of life. Now, these other people who wants to be your friend, but they have another way of life, even a child know better than that. Even a child can figure that out. Hey, man, I can't be your buddy. I, my parents or my way of life won't let me do that. And we'll be strong enough to say, well, you be your way and I'll be mine. Because remember, this message of concern is still for the believers and those who want to believe. It ain't for the disbelievers. They've already made the choice. Let me say that again. The message of concern for the believers and those who want to believe. They're looking to find faith in their creator, whoever, when they discover it, find out who it is, they can't wait to get in accord with it. But that scheme of the shaitan that God had a son now, it plays a very important role as an excuse. And it makes those who want to believe weak, especially when they don't have an example or a refuge of the believers waiting for them. Every time that we turn from what Allah say to go talk about what somebody else say, or this fictitious creature Jesus Christ said, or this fictitious teacher Buddha said, and then pretend like it's great wisdom and all like this, and it has some kind of logic into it, and like that. When you know, when you turn to the truth, it don't exist. How can I share with you the truth if I'm willing to share it with your lie? And have the audacity to think that I can share with you the truth and live the truth with your lie right next door. The scheme of the shaitan is always still working, just like the clarity and the refuge of Allah is always working, and it is better. Because shaitan right now, even though he know he's going to hell, remember, his whole purpose of wanting respite is to please Allah. But he's going the wrong way about it. It's going to cause him to be the loser. How long does it take for the truth to make a change in a person's life? Just as long as it takes that person to accept it and want to live it. As long as they want to play games with it or practice with it and then get lost with it, it might be forever, and they be in the hellfire forever. Some of them will, forever. So those of you outside this cube who are not Muslims, we ask for you to pray for us, just like we praying for you. But see, your prayer might have more effect than our prayer because we are turning around and talking to you. That means we're not facing the Creator straight up and straight out like we should. And those of you in Islam, you know what I'm saying when I that this is a form of what they call leading from behind. You turn your back to a person and tell them the truth. And if they want to hear you, they'll follow you. If they really want to be a part of it, they'll follow you. And you'll lead them from your behind. But when you turn around, you are letting them lead you from their behind. That's why we know in the history of that, how people get mad when you invite them to your butt side or you tell them to kiss your butt side, because they know you're telling you to bow down to them. So you people on the outside out there who ain't Muslim, pray for us, because you're praying that we act right, praying that we do what they see that they have already rejected, and their parents have rejected, their grandparents rejected, and they have been rejected for years. So they see it in us. They're hoping, they're praying that we submit our will to the will of Allah and al-Islam become what it already is. Allah said, this day I have completed. Because if any one of you human beings with your own free will accepted that, al-Islam is already created and completed and waiting on the believers. All we got to do is invite them to it and not waste our time telling them about something that they've been experiencing for years. That is a fantasy. That is a lie. That is hell within his own self. And think about our children, everybody's children, because that is the only thing that comes in this world in submission to the will of its creator without a doubt. It only grows to be a hypocrite. It only grows to be rebellious. It only grows to be a liar, a murderer, a homosexual, a thief. It only grows to it by whatever his parents give it and let the world around it, your neighbor, the TV set, whatever you let Shaitan invite our children to is what making them think that they got to get along with what they know ain't the truth, because of the benefit to where they become addicted, to where they won't even do for self. They'll go to whatever they want and get it from somebody else. Sex, love, drugs, whatever they need, they'll go to somebody else and get it, because they have got the nature of not wanting to bow down. Just to bow down. They don't want to bow down, period. Because they're addicted to something that they know that they won't do for self. So they got, and they know they got to go somewhere else again. Why you think it's taking so long for Muslims who came here before we even knew about Islam, who've been in this country all these years, they refuse to teach al-Islam? Because they know they want this dunya. They want this perverted life. Can you imagine a person of the Quran willfully gets on an airplane and comes to a place that their own self has labeled the home of Satan? What the hell are you coming to Satan for? You're going to get on an airplane and leave a place where the potential, you already right there where Allah's house is even at, built to give some gratitude and appreciation from his prophets and messengers. But you're going to get on an airplane right there in Mecca and come straight to the hellfire. And then you want somebody to come, want somebody to think that you're coming with goodwill and intentions. You got on an airplane from straight out of Mecca and went straight to Russia, the country they call Russia. You got on an airplane or something and went straight to the people who've been your enemy all your life, your cousin, the one they call the Jew. is something to think about. This message that concerns me, it's a message. They quit wasting your time, like our leader told us. To quit wasting your time trying to teach the disbeliever. Let your deeds and actions do your talking. So that those amongst them who do believe, they will fight for their own freedom and ask you for help when they need it. But how can you help them when you ain't got nothing? No food. No karate. No nothing to help them fight their oppression the way that we are obligated to do. That's why them people out there who call them Christian Jews and all this, they think that you don't have nothing to give us. Well, God's giving you everything when you turn to him. You turn in, look what Prophet Muhammad done. Prophet Muhammad was one of the most excellent creature already created by Allah. But he gave all that up just to be his message. Gave it all up. Because he knew they wasn't going nowhere. He got it and he will be able to keep it. We are taught that. Bring all that is good with you into Al-Islam. Bring it with you. If we spend time with the believers who are struggling like we are struggling, who are fighting to learn more about how to please Allah like we are, look what happened when we come together and they bring all the good that God has given them, Allah has given them. Just the Muslims alone control most of half of the wealth in this reality that we live in, not on this earth, but in the reality that we live on. And then those who are trying to do like these people here in America do it, these people under the influence of God had a son, they're trying to find how to bring the good that they know in their sincerity to try to please God. They can bring it with them when they find the truth, nothing but the truth. But we don't have to beg for it. We don't have to try to scheme out. They will bring it willfully if we establish the community of believers here on earth and in America. They will bring it. All of it. And we'll fight to bring it. So I just want to say that the Quran has its own people. The Bible has its own people. This is life that they claim come out of the Bible. It's Christianity and other things. It has its own way that is not conducive to the way of Allah. When we accept that, we'll be able to help people. And people will be more than glad to help us establish this model community, this human family, this one soul, etc. And all we got to do is just do it with our deeds and actions. May Allah's peace and blessings be on everybody in the Cuban Audi. And just remember, the Bible can't make the Quran straight. Can't no book make the Quran straight. It's already straight. The Quran came here to make everything else that's been crooked, been out of place, destroyed, bring it to give it new life. I mean, back to you, Akbar.
Allah, Akbar. Thank you very much. All praise is due to Allah. Whether we be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, all the reward comes from Allah. And Allah said the best one of us is one who obey him the best. That is people believing one God, Christian. So we here, and then some Jews. But Allah knows best. He knows who is real, just like they said during the time of Christmas. You know who's been naughty or nice. Allah knows. The only one knows, Allah. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad back. Brother Sujah, As-salamu alaykum. Brother Sujah. for the two jobs. But our job has been cut out to us. We are to help these people come out of the darkness that they was put into by a liar. A liar. And that liar is still around. You know, when they say we believe in, yeah, we jihadists. I mean, we believe in war. And jihad don't mean war. It means to move something out of the way so somebody who come behind what you move out of the way can be safe. But who going to tell the world that other than us? Since we didn't tell them the lies, the people that control the media who tell all the lies, they want to put that out. We the one got to put that lie out with the truth. We've been chosen to do that. We don't do it. We just spinning our wheels. Huh? When Allah brings something clear to you and you refuse to move on it, then it's like giving you something that you're not going to do nothing with. And we can't wait on these imams who think their job is just to give a cookbook in the masjid and not travel throughout the land like Prophet Muhammad. They said they follow Prophet Muhammad, but none of them would get out like Prophet Muhammad and do what he tried to do, what he did. None of them. But they'll say, I follow Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad, my leader. And where they lead at, they lead right there where they at. They talk to the same people every week, over and over again. A fancy cook with no substance in it. Substance meaning, let's go to work, let's go into business, let's support each other. None of that said. None of that can't come out. But all what Prophet Muhammad, how he went to these people and that people, what he said, who pardoned him, all that over and over again. But getting out, sharing with the people who don't know, everybody don't know who Prophet Muhammad is. If they did, we would see a change right away. They don't know. And I know they don't know. I didn't know. And a lot of people, they don't come in our circle. They don't come near us because they've been lied to. And like you got some of them that's you because you're a Muslim and they don't know why. They just hate you because you are a Muslim. And they don't know why that hate was given to them by unnatural source. So we here tonight, the week, this whole week up to from Thursday, to deal with this plague, these images. And we had to bite people in and let them argue with them in a way that is best. Let me see. Suja, are you there? Suja. As-salamu alaykum, Suja. So we got work to do. And whether it's working in the cause, if Jesus wasn't a real figure, the Quran would say he wasn't a real figure. The Quran said Jesus is a favorite. Jesus never said that he was God. And he said to God, said, if I had said that, you wouldn't have known it, because you know what's in my heart, and I know not what is in your heart. So all praise are due to Allah. So you there, Suja?
Yes, sir.
Suja.
Excuse me. I was having some problems.
Get back on, okay? Okay, well, you got it, man. You got it. You heard what we said. You got it. You got it, Suja? Because I'm Lego.
I'm I got it.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Could you hear me?
It. Yeah, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let me put this down, because as long as I got it in my hand, I'm touching buttons I'm supposed to be touching. with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, I testify and bear witness that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is Allah's prophet, he's God's servant. Christ Jesus is Allah's prophet, and he's God's servant. Moses is God's prophet, and he's God's servant. You know, and Abraham and all these other men that's in Scripture, they are God's servant. They are no gods. And the reason that they are in the Quran and in the Bible is that Allah is conveying a message to us. He conveyed a message to us, you know, and through especially through the prophets of Almighty God. Allah said if this earth was populated with angels, he would have had to send us an angel as a messenger. But the earth is populated with human beings, so he sent us a human messenger, a human being. You know, it's no way. There's no way God would have had to send us an angel. And we are human beings. No way. Yeah, because you have some known God. You said, God, you send me that angel. But I couldn't follow him. He could do some things that I couldn't do. So he said he sent us a human messenger. Abraham, Prophet Muhammad, Jesus, Lot, Noah, Jacob, all these peoples God sent to us as human beings. So Imam Wahbi Muhammad had brought his tools on another level. He said that Jesus is the Word. He's the Word. Okay. Not only that, the Imam said that. On another level, he said Jesus is the man and Christ is the nature. You see? We have that Christ nature in us, in all of us. That's what the Bible was saying. Jesus said, I was in you and you was in me and it all came from God. You know, we all have that Christ nature in us. So we are God sent. When we accept, when we make the covenant with God, you know, God forgive all our sins. All our sins. We're not worried about the devil. The devil can't do nothing to us. The only way the devil can do something to us is when we accept the devil. He can call on us, you know, but we're not worried about Satan. We're not worried about Satan. The that's one of the reasons that God say that we are when we teach or when we address or when we talk, they say that we should address the individual. We should tailor made our tiling or our presentation towards the individual. You know, we can't expect to establish and build the type of community that we want to build if we don't address the individual. Imam said, when you address the individual and you striving to establish and build a community, he said that's how you do it. You do it by address the individual. The Quran itself is address the individual. O ye who believe. It's address the individual. It's the individual is the one that gonna have to face God. It's the individual is the one that God going to judge. The community, the community, the people are doing different things in the community, you know, but as an individual, they can't do but one or the other, good or bad, you know. So it's a matter of just thinking on it, concentrating on it. It's a matter of understanding who God is talking to. You know, he's talking to the community, but he's talking to the community by teaching the individual. So it takes time. It takes time but it's real. It's not nothing that's not real. You know, when we deal with all these great men that's in the scripture, and we deal with these different stories and things like that, they are real. They're real. And there are such things as allegories and similes and metaphors and similes as different things like that, you know. But it's real in the sense of because it's conveying a high message. It's conveying a high message. It's blessing you to see. And you can see from different points, advantages. You can see from people using different approaches, by coming to people with different approaches. So alhamdulillah, It's just a matter of just common sense. It's just common sense. You know, all this here knowledge that we read and things that we do, we got to apply it. We can't just read it and look at it and don't use it. If you do that, nothing gonna happen. So we got to apply it. You know, so praise be to Allah. I'm trying to make some sense. I'm struggling. And I don't want to try to get too deep and nothing like that. And I just want to make it simple. Make it simple. You know, where all of us can understand it. You know. So we came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. Turn it back to Brother Akbar.
Well, look out the lamb. Thank you again, Brother Suja.
Yes, sir.
We're hoping Brother Muhammad hang around, but he brought what he had to him there. But anyway, keep rolling. Somebody might want to ask him a question, and I'll let him know that. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
We're here to keep truth out from. We know the Quran is the purest truth that the world has been given. Says all other
right.
books have been tampered with. But the book said they come to make the mess clear from the previous mess that were given to us because they have been tampered with. A lot of us know that they have tampered with. But you can find some truth still in the book. But you got to look deep and you got to listen and you got to be able to prepare and give it in the right way. Like you said, Gio thinking he missed truth with falsehood. And what he does. He has truth.
That's right.
He put falsehood with it. You know, he put a little salt on it. But that's on him. Every truth got to set his own box. So that's him.
Absolutely.
Truth on our front. That no man is God, and no man was given to the world as God and as the Son of God. All them were lies. They have kept the world, keep the world in darkness. And the world ever going to keep bringing the light all the way back, then they got to get rid of that lie. And we didn't bring this lie. They brought the lie. But we are the ones who got to get rid of the lie. So we're going to do it. And we're doing it.
Are we doing it? That's right.
Doing. I ain't no doubt about it. I hear in some of the magicians, they throw stuff out there and they say something and they almost come all the way through the door, but they just go part way. They don't go all the way with it. But you can hear in their delivering some of the truth.
Yes, sir.
But that's
got you. Yes, sir.
The only thing I think about that, you believe or you don't believe. Because you can't put confusion with the word of God. But you make it confused. You give it to the people in a confused packet. That God loves the word. But then you come out and say, but he gave his only begotten Son. And whoever believes in him will have everlasting life.
Mm.
And like Imam said, Imam, Christian religion is a dangerous message that they give to the people. They're giving the people a dangerous message in that
That's
book.
That's right.
Not only is it snake handling, but the idea that God sends his prophet to die and any sin people keep permitting, they don't have to be afraid of it because Jesus died so they can do it. They're stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can, like I say, the proper job is what our job is, and make the message clear as possible.
That's right.
That's all that you can do. Make the message clear and let them decide. Like your man told Carl, don't answer every question. Don't tell them something, then answer it. Let them think.
Absolutely.
And that's what they have been doing. They haven't been thinking. They don't want that.
Yeah.
And some of us with Muslims, we waiting on the Muslim daylight. We waiting on other Muslims to get out there and reach daylight while we sit at home. That's why Allah said the one is equal to go out and one sit at home. Ain't no equal willing no person. He sat at home.
That's right.
And the brother put his life on the line trying to live a message. And we can't accept the idea that all Christians know. Everybody knows the truth. We just can't accept that. Because we know some people in our family have heard the truth, but they didn't understand it. When the man came on, I didn't understand him right away. I had to stay deep. Listen.
That's right.
I started listening.
Right.
It became easy. And then I had people that I trusted who were a lot more educated than I was. And I asked them, I said, what did Imam say? He said he's no good to do what he said. He said he's no good good minister. He going to get rid of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what he said. So, it made me
Yeah. Sometimes it's going to take time. That's right.
You listen. You heard what was said, but somebody
right.
else bring much to you so you can understand it real good now. Better, a lot better. So you listen. You paid attention. And you want to know. You want to know. But we know
some of us don't want to change. Some of us don't want to change.
Don't want to
change. That's one of the problems. You know, don't want to change. And stay hard-headed. I'm going to stay with this. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that myself. I've seen clicks, what you call clicks.
Mm-hmm.
They was a clique working with the Imam more than so they working with Imam White King Mama. If that means I'm not saying nothing in on the behalf of Imam White King Mama, that the people that follow the ones in the clique, they follow the Imam in the clique. They listen to him. What he had to say.
Yeah.
What he said was the word. Yeah, I've seen that. So people scream. They need the truth. The truth is the only thing gonna set them free. But they rather have the lie. You rather have that. So only thing, our job is to make the message clear. And the Quran is clear. Some things, like Imam said, take 7 ways to tell in the Quran. Some things you have to come at it by 7 different ways. But it bringing oneness to what the Arabic is saying. It bringing oneness to that. I heard Imam say that. I've listened to him on the YouTube. And Imam was smoking. But he would run off. He would bring something. He would bring something back. He would tell you about the Quran and that. But he was that natural with it.
Right.
Once you got to get that, you can hear the truthness in what he was saying, and it made you want. It made you want happy to hear. It made you happy. So
I guess that's your experience too when you was in Chicago, right, Brother Suja?
Absolutely, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we learn by using it. And you know, when we go outside, we used to teach what he taught, and we might get quizzed on it, you know. So mm-hmm. we had to keep going until we understand what we are saying, and then it just comes to a point that we see it clearly.
Well, right.
We believe. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. First thing we believe. We know it's changing. It's not like we used to believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the way we accept it is by using it. And
mm-hmm.
it worked.
And when I heard, I think it's at William Belaya when y'all was out in the street teaching.
Yeah,
when
William Belaya.
In Chicago, where y'all was out
mm-hmm.
in the street teaching. Man, mm-hmm. I still got that CD somewhere in this house. I mean, cassette tape. And
yes,
Belaya was smoking.
Yes,
smoking. You talking to some lady. She was out there and said, Jesus, Jesus. You love Jesus and all that. he really dealt with it. And that was before I met
yeah.
you. But you were
yes,
there
sir.
With him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we was on the Warren Firebird
mm-hmm.
show, and Warren Firebird, he was sort of a racist, and didn't hide it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was the type of person that he he'll talk about you, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so we had to know how to bring him to the truth, where he couldn't wiggle out of it, you know.
Along
yes, with them.
Can you close up?
One Firebird.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Can you close us out, Brother Suja?
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, favor, and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Alhamdulillah.
All the brothers and sisters was on. Brother Sharif, may Allah like to pray for y'all and your family. And we hope to see you tomorrow. As-salam alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.